Well, Elmer is going to find a new home. A long time Elmer has been at Oakland Community College, but the new home, the Cranbrook Institute of Science. And Elmer is a mastodon skeleton, and he was found in incredible condition back in the late 60s, 1968. A third of Elmer's bones were discovered at a construction site at M59 between Elizabeth Lake and Williams Lake Road in White Lake. And once they ended up finding it, obviously there was an excavation underway, and Elmer has lived at OCC for many, many years. But now the new home is Cranbrook. And of course, it's fantastic news. Lucy Hale's the director of the Cranbrook Institute of Science. And Peter Provisano, the chancellor for Oakland County Community College, joins us. It's so good to talk to you both. Peter, let's start with you. The good steward that you have been and the school has been for so long, having Elmer under your roof. What a fantastic job of highlighting him and keeping him in such wonderful shape all these years.
Yeah, I mean, this is a partnership we're really excited about. By the way, good to hear from you again, Chris. And I was listening earlier today, and I saw Jamie's doing really great.
Yes,
Jamie's
she
doing
is.
Great, so that's great to hear. Yeah, that's awesome. But yeah, we're really excited about this partnership. And it's one of those things where when we first made the announcement that we're moving our health sciences to a newly renovated facility in Farmington Hills, one of the first questions I received was, what are you going to do with Elmer? And we promised to find a great home for him. And originally we thought we would build brand new exhibit space in our new building. But we wanted to find a way to do this where we could really enhance the way we've been educating the community. And that's what's exciting about this partnership with Cranbrook. It allows us to do exactly that, but at scale. So you've got thousands of people at Cranbrook that OCC will be able to tell Elmer's story to now.
And Lucy, that's got to be exciting for you too.
Yeah, we're so excited. It helps open us up to a whole new audience, and it's really helped develop a great, you know, budding partnership with OCC, which has been really exciting to explore, and to meet everyone there has been wonderful.
So let's talk a little bit about the process of a move like this. we just sold our house and we're moving our stuff. It's easy to put things in boxes and have some loaded onto a truck. That's not really how you move a mastodon, though. How does this get done?
No, imagine if you were like, very carefully.
Yeah.
Imagine, Chris, if you were like, I love my staircase. I'm taking it with me.
Right.
That's sort of, yeah. and as Peter mentioned, very carefully. So we have, scaffolding and cherry pickers, different types of equipment that will be going up next week on Monday, and several team members from our exhibits and collections teams will be there to de-install Elmer. And it is, the installation that happened in the 1980s. We don't have plans of that, but we did find, Peter, this is, I don't think I've even told you this. We found the book from the National Geographic book that Elmer was in, and there's some incredible photos in there that do show his construction, which was really helpful for our team. Yeah,
that's
to
great.
Understand kind of how some of that metal aperture is put together. So they'll be, undoing bolts and really carefully removing pieces of bone and pieces of plaster, that the parts of him that are recreated, and every piece will get carefully wrapped and then put into a vehicle and brought over to the Institute at the end of every day. And he will go into our fossil prep lab at the Institute of Science at Cranbrook for storage and renovation and restoration. And then he'll be on exhibit. He'll get, we'll build out a new aperture for him, and he'll get put on exhibit, the hope is next summer at the Institute.
Well, and Peter, to that point, one of the things that you've talked about is more eyes being on Elmer and the mm-hmm. wonder of these great beasts that once, roamed the earth and having that accessibility and this new facility in Farmington Hills is one that is obviously very exciting for OCC. But, having Elmer in your repertoire has to be pretty exciting, and just the stewardship of making sure that the next generation can experience this too in a different way. That's pretty selfless.
It really is, but it's all about just focusing on the community. I mean, the community is so important to us, and it's our way of really adapting to a changing world and taking advantage of opportunities that come along. And so while we still own Elmer and he's on loan, it's a mm-hmm. long-term loan. And it's really, like I said, about the community and finding ways for the community to learn more about Elmer. And I think something that's really interesting that's been, I'd say, an unintended consequence of this partnership is that, you know, Cranbrook had a lot of information. They knew about Elmer. We had information about Elmer. But you could see by coming together, we're sharing that information. And so I think this is just going to be a better exhibit now with these two amazing organizations coming together and really demonstrating that we're better together and we're better together for the community.
Yeah, certainly. Well, it's fantastic. It's a wonderful way to honor Elmer. Yeah, certainly. What kind of background setting will Elmer be housed in, Lucy?
So he's going to be part of the Mastodons Did Not Survive exhibit that we have at Cranbrook, which is adjacent to our Ice Age exhibit. So it's a really nice flow of information and visitor experience. And so he will be behind a wall. If you've been to that exhibit, you know there's mm-hmm. a wall of spear points. It's really beautiful with light wood. And he'll be sort of unveiled behind that wall. And so he will be next to Hezi, which is a, you know, scientifically accurate replica of what a mastodon may have looked like in real life. If you could imagine, if somebody was able to taxidermy a mastodon, that's what Hezi is. And Hezi is named after Dr. Shoshani, who taught the class that mounted Elmer back in the 1980s. And so it's a really nice way to honor Dr. Shoshani as well, who sadly passed away in 2008. And so Elmer will be a pretty cool reveal when you come around that wall to see him in that space. Currently, there's some taxidermy specimens of mammals that were around
yep.
in the Ice Age that are still around today, and we'll find a new spot for those. We also will have some information, you know, we'll have information about the process
cool.
of finding Elmer and putting Elmer together. And we'll also get to highlight OCC as a wonderful partner.
No doubt.
And community organization here in Oakland County.
Well,
too.
Lucy and Peter, thank you both so much. Great stewards. Thank you for your time. We'll talk again very soon.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, a very cool story. Elmer on the move to Cranbrook. That's going to do it for us. Kevin Eats and All Talk coming up next. Have a good weekend. Happy Father's Day, too.